Here lies Ravnica, the greatest city ever wrought. At the very least, it is one of the largest, a ravenous titan who conquered the world. She wraps around the span of the globe like an iron fist. No map can truly capture her. Once a realm of war and strife, 10 great armies of wars clashed incessantly, all for a chance to lay sole claim as ruler of the city. It was ironic then that they fostered a conflict that threatened to destroy the city they were fighting over. Sense sought to it to create a peace, or some semblance of it, and the result of that was the Guild Pact. What was 10 armies became 10 guilds. What was war and strife became an unsteady peace as they all tried to create space for each faction to thrive in the great city. And so, with immense magical power, binding each of the 10 factions to absolute peace, the Guild Pact was sealed, and the 10 armies became 10 guilds. The modern age of Ravnica had begun. The city flourished as expected, the guilds as well, their ranks swelling as did their influence. And though the guilds often swayed from what their intended roles were, Ravnica benefited nonetheless. 10,000 years passed. The decamillennial celebration arrived, a monumental occasion, none more worthy of celebrating. It ended in disaster. The pact was broken, the guilds were loosed, and again, a decamillennia later, war took root, chaos reigned, and the power mongers feasted on newfound opportunity. The guilds were bent to their will. Over time again, though, the old ways came back into being. The divisions were built back up, and the guilds returned to their former duties. But the peace was uneasy, for there was no magic to keep war from breaking out again. 75 years later, a discovery was made. The guildmaster of the Izzet League found a contingency laid out by Azor, the first guildmaster of the Azorius Senate. In the unlikely event that the pact was broken, a test was created. A network of ley lines that crisscrossed the districts of Ravnica, called the Implicit Maze, issued a challenge to the 10 guilds. If they could stave conflict off long enough to cooperate and navigate the maze to completion, they would be able to secure a new guild pact. And eventually the guild pact was secured. No longer inanimate, but instead incarnated into a sentient being, the human, Jace Bellerin. And so, the Living Guild Pact became law and took on the responsibility of maintaining the balance between the 10 guilds of Ravnica. But the Living Guild Pact was also a planeswalker, and as such, he often found himself drifting away from Ravnica into other worlds. And when he was away, the guilds would often return to their own ways, as guilds clashed in the street and guildmasters plotted against their peers. Ravnica is rife with chaos. But stowed away within that chaos is ample opportunity for those daring enough to wade into danger. And none are more willing to wade into danger than the Gruul Clan, that of which you all pledge yourselves to. The Gruul Clan are a wild people in a civilized land, a loose affiliation of bands that squat on the fringes of Ravnican society. They shun the centers of civilization, which they see as a source of oppression and weakness, and instead haunt Ravnica's alleyways, abandoned zones, and ruins. They want to see the edifice of civilization torn down so that the world can revert to the pure wilderness that thrived before the city grew to cover everything. Then, the true order of nature can be restored, an unbridled and brutal state in which only the strong survive and the strongest rule. In a world covered by city streets and towering buildings, the Gruul are the most out of place, the most ill at ease, and the most eager to topple it all and start afresh. Constant ritualistic warfare reverberates amongst the clans, every skirmish reinforcing their doctrine of survival of the fittest. They frequently send parties into civilized areas to secure goods and to wreak havoc. And speaking of havoc, that leads us to you. You are all up-and-comers in the Gruul Clan, which is like a one to keep your eye on. Forbes 30 under 30, if you will. So, but here's the thing, is you guys won't be considered for anything remotely resembling a leadership or a respected position In the Gruul clan, unless you've completed, unless you've been proven. And that usually means that you have to complete a raid. And that's something that you three have never done. I don't know if it's stage fright, something, anything or the other. But you've just never done it. You haven't been proven. But before we get into that, I would like to hear more about you. So, go ahead and introduce yourself, my fine friend.
The name's Alice.
My name's Grandma Bubbub.
And that's my twin.
Yeah.
I'm a Minotaur sorcerer, and I will do anything and everything to make sure I rule this city one day. Because, let's face it, I am the most qualified.
Mm-hmm.
I am the strongest, and I will overmind the weak. Isn't that right, Grub-a-dub-bub?
Yep, yep.
I have a beautiful girlfriend named Maya.
Mm-hmm.
We're going pretty steady. Wouldn't say we're in love, but, you know, we're getting there. Anyways, I'm pretty badass, if I do say so myself. I've got two big old horns on the top of my head. The left one has five piercings, each with a different hoop from a different city that I've conquered.
You've lived in one city for your whole life, and the city is Ravnica. Sorry.
She's also a compulsive liar.
In my dreams, okay. I have conquered these imaginary cities.
Mm-hmm.
And on my right horn are my grandfather's initials.
And what are those?
Which are JB for Junibarb Buddhadwarb. And Buddhadwarb is in fact not my last name. You will never know my last name.
Now, let's talk about your twin for a second. You're the older one, right?
Yeah. By a long shot.
So do you view your twin as an equal or more of a sidekick?
Sidekick for sure. I mean, don't get me wrong. They are awesome. I mean, they are totally helpful, totally supportive, totally cool. But, you know, when it comes down to it, there's only one ruler for this city, and that is me.
So you want to rule this city?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it right now?
Chaos. The system is broken. The system doesn't work. And I'm here to put in a system that does work. What is it? I don't know yet, but I'll find out.
Okay, thank you. Maya.
Hi, my name's Maya, and basically I'm a Loxodon cleric, so freaking yeah. And it's just kind of like I get this big old trunk in the middle of my face, and I may or may not be forced to pick you up and smash you with it. Don't make me do that, because I kind of consider myself more of a healer. I see the problems in this city, and like they can be fixed very easily with a little more help. With our friends, compassion and love,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But here's the thing, is that it's so corrupt. Like, I'm just not going to be trusting anyone, like, right off the bat. But I fortunately have two very great partners that have no idea that I'm dating both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, here's the thing, is it's totally cool because I can't stop myself from healing. And regardless, I'm very excited to be a part of this clan. Eventually, I'll be fully proven. But without the help of my without the help of my cousin, and my cousin Galtz, he's actually a really big deal in the clan. So yeah, it's gonna be really sick. We're freaking like gonna throw it down somehow, and we will fix this city.
All right, and then special guest, Maddie Merritt, please introduce yourself.
Grub! Short for Gru, also Grub-a-dub-dub, also Grub-a-glub-lub. I'm Grub, and my twin is Alice, and I think we're a really good team. I steal things for her, and I know she thinks of me as a little bit less than her and sort of like a sidekick. Which I am.
Okay.
Which I totally am. And that's fine, because I just want to support Alice, because I think it's too much power if I were to have power. But I have the support of my loving girlfriend, Maya, and we're in a monogamous relationship with each other only, which I think is really important for me and her as well.
And what's your sort of stance on Ravnica as it stands?
I think it's trash. I think we got to burn it to the ground. I get really angry. I don't know. I'm here to have a good time and take some stuff and sneak around and have a good time. But also, this place sucks. It's stupid. It's too many rules.
What? How many rules would you have if you could have?
Just one.
What's that rule?
Party time, baby.
The one rule, party time, baby.
Party
That's
time,
law.
Baby.
All right. So the three of you hang out a lot. And another thing that the three of you have in common is that you are the three who have sort of established, you know, kind of prominence in the Gruul clan, but have also not proven yourselves, which is you get picked on a lot for it. Some may call it bullying. Uh-huh. And no one bullies you harder about it than your cousin, actually, Garltz.
Well, Garltz, yeah, Garltz is kind of like that, but it's like no big deal because it's just Garltz.
Yeah, and so you guys were at a party last night. And tell me what happened.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. Is that Geralt came up to me, and I was like, hey, Geralt. He's like, to the dare. And I said, dare. So
right.
That's where you made the mistake?
Yeah, and you know, I might have should have said the truth, but, like, here's what's up. So Geralt is like, all right, as we know, tech is taking over our world. These robots are coming in here, and they are freaking taking our jobs up. Yum, 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 yum. They think our jobs are yummy. So basically, he dared me to go to the Senate and show them how easy it is for the Gruul clan to basically take out the robots. So we have to go and murder the robots. It's going to be great. That is our dare. Twist, a part of the dare as well, he added on, was that we have to steal their flag. And we also have to tag the building with a Minotaur shit. So I think that's going to be really great because Alice is a Minotaur and shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, so that was the dare because of a recent sort of thing that has happened. See, the Izzet League has recently actually quite slighted the Boros Legion because they had sort of debuted these new hybrid bot magic soldiers that are now capable of guarding New Prov, which is one of the main Azoria Senate buildings, which is the guild that is in charge of sort of the lawmaking and ruling of Ravnica. And, of course, that's bad for, in your guys' opinion.
Yeah, these magic friggin' bots.
Yeah.
These bots.
Down with bots, man.
Down with bots.
Down with bots. Down with bots.
Down with bots. Bots, bots, bots. Bots don't get any tots.
So you agreed to this dare, but you don't have anyone to pull the dare off with yet. So you have to go sell your two friends. Wink.
They're my friends. Yes.
On it. So you go. You guys live in some ruins on the outskirts. What's the decor like in your little ruined house?
I have a tapestry up.
Thank you. So you head over there. And Maya, you're heading over to sort of sell them on this dare.
We share a room. Sorry.
Okay. And it's about 6 p.m. the next day. And you figured that maybe a night raid would be the best. And so I'll really reiterate that the dare was go to New Prov, which is a building which sort of houses the Azoria Senate. Take out the bots to show them that bots ain't shit.
Bots ain't shit.
Bots ain't shit.
Steal their energy cores. Steal the flag to piss the Senate off.
Of course.
And then, you know, a little personal touch with the Minotaur shit. I actually think that might have even been your idea, if we're being honest.
Honestly, I ate a whole sack of beans tonight, so I'm ready to go.
And I've been saving my shit for days.
Just as a hobby.
Yeah.
All right.
Big pile up back.
So hold on. Maya.
What's up?
You head over to the ruined house.
Yeah, my favorite. It's their ruined house. Oh boy. I haven't actually been here while they're both there.
Right.
Yet. So, but that's fine because I think if they did find out both of them, it would be like probably okay with everyone. If feel it, you feel that.
So as Maya's walking up, I go, hey, Grub.
Yep.
You're on my side of the room. Get on your side.
Yes, of course. Sorry to bother you.
Get on your side.
Okay.
And I take my horns and I nudge you. You better watch yourself.
Okay.
Well, nah, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I thought you were so mad at me.
For real. For real. Stay on your side of the room.
Yep. All right. You got it. It'll never happen again. Don't worry. Ever
knock,
again.
Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock.
You want to get that?
Where are my people at? Let me in.
She just walked right in.
Oh, perfect.
Hi, you guys.
Hey.
Okay,
hey.
So listen up. So we kind of got a dare.
Ooh. Ooh, okay. A good one.
Yeah, we got a dare. So I really think that this might be the time that we're proven.
Oh.
I really think that we might be proven right after this happens. I do.
Tonight?
I do. I may have been tipped off by Garlts that this could be it. Yes, this could be it for us. Yes. So, okay, let me tell you the dare. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm here for it.
I'm more than ready.
Oh, I'm here for it. Okay. I'm strapped in, ready to go.
Well, I have to be able to trust you, okay? Because, all right.
You can trust me.
All right. Put pinkies together. This is pretty epic. All right, here we go. So, as we all know, the tech is taking over our world.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And those bots, they are the root of it. So, Garlts has dared us. Basically, to show the Senate how easy it is to take down those bots.
Yeah.
We are going to go straight up to the Senate and take down those bots.
Yeah, we are.
Somehow, some way.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and while we're at it, a little twist. While we are at Newprov, a.k.a. where the Senate is.
Familiar.
Okay, yeah. While we're there, a little twist. We're going to have to steal the flag. And we're going to have to graffiti it with some Mentor shit. So do you guys have some, like, cool Mentor shit?
I got it. Okay. Trust me on this. I've eaten pretty exotically today, so I've got
Tell me what that means.
That means I went to the flea market.
Ooh.
And the flea market had an exotic section. And I bought one piece of food from every exotic city that it came from.
I don't know if that's a very good idea.
There's a lot of spicy and a lot of beans.
And I've been storing my shit out back for 3 weeks now.
Grub.
I think that's very cool. Okay, so are you guys in or are you out?
Because, I'm in.
All right, you in to be proven?
Uh-huh. I'm in.
Come on.
Come on, Grub-a-dub-bug. Come on.
Okay. All right.
So you guys agree to do it. Now, you have about, it's 6 p.m. It'd probably be best to start the raid at night. That's just classic Gruul Clan training for you guys. So what's the sort of preparation you guys are doing between 6 p.m. and, let's say, 11 p.m.,
push
5
up.
Hours?
I'm doing weights with my trunk.
I'm packing a bag for each of us with snacks, some books if we get bored, and I'm folding up the plans that Maya wrote for all of us.
Okay.
And mine has a love note on it.
Okay, cool. So. Cool. So we got backpacking, push weightlifting with trunk, and push-ups.
Also pull-ups.
Are you guys going out to get anything that you think you might need? Are you guys...
Everything I need is inside me.
Okay. I am packing the shit. That was my job.
That was your job.
Yep.
Pack the shit.
Pack the shit.
Okay, shit is packed.
I am... Well... I'm making sure I have my mace, making sure I have my crossbow.
Right.
Basically, that's all I really need.
All right.
I'm also lotioning up my hands so they can be all juiced up for magic.
That's how that works.
Yeah, because I'm not very good at push-ups or pull-ups because I have a 10 in strength.
Yeah, no, so you try to actually just roll strength. Tell me if you can do one push-up as you're training before you leave. Just like one push-up, maybe.
I think I got a 16.
Oh, so two.
I got two push-ups. This is going to be a good dare, guys.
I'm kind of in a mode. I want to get in and get out and be proven right away.
And I am just happy to be part of the team. I'm happy to travel, and I'm happy to have some great friends to go with. Love you guys.
Love you, Grub.
Thank you.
I'm not saying love quite yet. For no reason in particular.
Okay. So, you guys sort of get ready. You guys hang out until sunset, I suppose. And then, you know, it's go time. You guys need to start heading out. I assume you guys are heading through, you know, the quiet ways to get there sort of undetected. So you guys start heading out. Everybody roll a stealth check for me. Let me know how stealthily you get there.
Oh, my God. I crit failed.
Yeah, I got a 4.
That's how stealth do.
I got 11.
No, Grub. So good at it.
Grub, leading the way.
Yeah, Grub knows their way about way better than
people treat me like I don't know what I'm doing, but I think I'm better than you guys, so I don't know.
That's a bold thing to say to people. All right, so
we hate the government.
Yeah, take it down. We want out.
This government can eat my ass.
Out.
Yeah.
So that's how you guys get yourself pumped and you begin trekking through the abandoned district, sort of reveling in the splendor of nature, taking back what is hers, right? That's what you guys are all about. You know, there are vibrant and many huge species of flowers that are just pushing up through the marble and the concrete. Wise, ponderous trees tower over the ruins of the buildings.
What kind of tree?
They're wise and ponderous. So, but it feels nice to breathe in and not have to breathe in city, right? That's what you guys are about.
Yeah, you smell that? That smells like the type of world we should be living in.
Yeah.
But those bots in our government.
You're so smart, Maya. I love you.
I'm not saying that quite yet.
All right. That feeling of being able to breathe, that freedom-filled air is quickly ended as you guys press forth. And there's a piece of you that is grieving as you watch nature slowly recede and the blasphemy of mankind begins to dominate. Just this gray stone order and a distinct fear of the earth. It's the size of the blasphemy that baffles you. The gargantuan sprawl meant to house millions of cowards and weaklings, spanning so far that you can't even call it a city. It's too big. The 10th district, the thought of it just boils your blood. You stomp through the streets and alleyways over thoughtlessly strewn trash, taking in the stench of the precinct. You fight your deepest impulses, going out of your way to avoid the eyes of meddlesome arresters and the mewling Boros legionnaires. You have something to do. And with time, you realize that you are, like, fast approaching the second precinct, which is where New Prov is. And the second precinct has, like, this unsettling cleanliness to it. Everything is just so straight-laced, so regimented. There are well-formed families walking down the sidewalk, and the bushes are all manicured, and there are business owners tending to their storefront because they've closed down for the day. You know, there's nothing natural in Precinct 2. It's all man. There is no chaos. There's no disorder. There's no nature. No room for growth. At a glance, you can tell that everything there is as it was designed to be. And there are ironclad laws that have been set into place by that goddamn Azorius Senate to make sure everyone knew what this place was meant to be and how best to maintain it, which is why you are heading to New Prov.
We want out.
So the first thing your eyes come across as you walk around a wall blocking your view is a building compromised of these three towering, just these three giant columns, a trio forming a circular courtyard in between them. This is the seat of the Azorius Senate, New Prov. Just knowing it exists kind of just like pisses you off, like a seat.
The audacity that this place looks like. It's stupid!
It's a disgusting show of excess. The buildings are too tall. Why are these buildings so tall? They don't need to be this tall.
No, unnecessary.
This is the tallest building in Ravnica. This is, the narcissists have deemed it. It's a show of power. But it's not true strength, which is what you guys are heading over to show them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, but I, yeah. This will fall one day. Today's not that day, but one day it will fall. And you know in your heart that the Gruul clan will be the ones to do it.
Of course, because we're the smartest.
Mm-hmm. And the bravest.
And the best.
And the hottest.
And the hottest. That's right, Grub-a-dub-bub. Mm-hmm.
I smeared a little bit of shit on the tallest building.
Well, you're not quite close to it yet.
Nope.
You're walking up to it.
I smeared it onto the ground.
You smeared it on the ground leading up. A little taste of what's to come.
And I stepped in it a little bit, but it's fine.
So in front of the building, you guys roll a perception check.
7.
17.
16.
Okay, so Grub, nope. But Maya and Alice, you guys can see that in the gateway to the Senate building, there is just one of these magic bots built into the wall. Your mark for the evening, just one, to which you're like, it's a little cocky. Just one of them. But it is sitting there, and it's hovering. It's not even touching the ground, this unnatural beast. And there's this core, right? And surrounding this is the outline of armor. But flickering through the armor is small jolts of lightning and electricity held in place and ricocheting from the core. This is a flux charger.
Whoa.
Whoa.
And
I hate this thing.
Its two hands are like cannons. And its body is lightning and metal. And its face is just a metal face.
Of course it is.
But it doesn't move. It's not sentient. It will never feel. It will never love.
Cold, like the people that run our city.
Yeah.
And it's there's just one of them.
All right.
That's nothing.
Can I cast Mage Hand to tap it on the shoulder?
Yes, you cast Mage Hand to tap it on the shoulder. And the whole thing sort of hovers and turns as it was awakened from its stasis-like state.
Oh, I woke it up. Whoops.
Good plan. Not the best, Alice, but I still support you in everything you do.
Thank you.
These are great siblings, but let's get fighting.
So as you begin to approach, something new catches your eyes. And it is, at the top of this gate is this marble sphinx, an homage to one of the foremost leaders of the Azorius Senate. And it is just this blinding white, unmoving thing that almost has mocking eyes at you guys. And right below it stands this one creature that could prove you.
So, all right, I say we attack.
The statue?
The bot.
Oh, yeah, the bot.
The bot? Ooh, okay. I could do acid splash on it.
I think you've done enough here.
Whoa. All right. We're not fighting.
I'm sorry.
You want to say that again?
No, what? I didn't mean it.
We are a unit. We will be proven together.
Yes.
All right. We in? 1, 2, 3. Who?
Who?
Who? 1, 2, 3. Who?
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 Who? Who? All right. That felt good.
That felt good.
That felt real good. All right. All right. Okay.
Okay, so you guys are in this courtyard, and there is a fountain in the middle of it. And then on the other side, you now see the flux charger pacing back and forth. And at atop, there's the gate. There's the marble carving of the Sphinx. There are buildings lining around. So, yes.
All right, gang, do we want to go in the door with the robot?
I say we
do. You don't need to go inside.
It's all outside?
Yeah, it's all outside. You don't need to go inside. You just need to basically tag the place, because coming out of the Sphinx's head is the flag.
Oh.
Okay, so we need to tag and then get the flag and then destroy the bot?
Tag flag bot.
Tag all right. flag bot.
Here we go. Here's the plan, okay?
That's
all right, everybody. All right, we're going to tag the place.
Uh-huh.
We're going to take the flag.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to get the bot and get out of here.
Okay.
Sounds Word. Good.
All right.
Heard.
So why don't you guys, maybe what if we divide and conquer?
Should we split up?
If you guys tag, since you guys are the centaurs with the shit.
Yeah.
So All right, you go cover your walls with this shit. I'll go get the flag.
Okay, I got a good idea, Grub. Why don't we take the arrows in my crossbow, dip it in the poop, and tag the place.
Yeah. And I have a crossbow, too. I have a short bow. Similar.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go get the flag while you guys tag, okay?
All right.
Divide and conquer.
Go team.
Okay. So for sort of this scenario, go ahead and roll initiative so I can know who's doing what when.
Four.
Great. Six.
12.
Actually, six.
Grub the winner.
Grub.
Yes.
You are getting ready to make the first move. You see the bot, the energy core, which calls to you. That would look cool in your corner of the house.
Pretty lights.
Yes.
Like lightning indoors.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's your time. It's grub time.
I dip my bow into the poop.
Sorry, the bow or the arrow?
The arrow.
Okay.
Well, I dipped the bow in it first and then realized very quickly that wasn't going to achieve my goals. And then I remembered what Alice said, and I dipped the arrow in. And then I sort of started painting the walls.
Yes, there is a fountain in between you and the walls that you are meant to paint. So you're just going to shoot at it?
Yep.
From a distance.
Yes, that's and my then, first plan.
And then you just hope like a sort of a Jackson Pollock splatter.
Yeah, it splatters. Okay. I taped the poop onto it. I brought tape. And so I taped the poop onto the arrow, so then when the arrows hit the wall with the force, it splattered.
Okay. So go ahead and roll an attack.
15.
Okay, so you let loose this arrow, and it comes in contact with the wall.
Yeah.
And it explodes in a beautiful, beautiful show of a fuck you to authority. And these sparks fly from the one guard. And you notice that its metal eyes open.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
The eyes are red.
Oh, God.
Alice.
Oh, whoa. Okay, well, I take my arrow, and I dip it in a swab of poop.
Okay.
And I aim it at the robot.
At the robot. Okay, go ahead and roll. Go ahead and roll.
I aim for its eyes. I got a 10.
You try to aim at this bot, but maybe you're just too excited. Maybe you're a little, you know, you're nervous about being proven because it flies wide, but luckily it connects with the wall and explodes in another beautiful
poopy manner.
Poopy manner. That's exactly the words that I was about to say. All right, Maya.
All right, so I'm running over to the flag.
Okay, so let's talk about where the flag is. There's the door.
Right.
Then on top of the door is the Sphinx. Then on top of the Sphinx is the flag. Right. In front of the door, bot.
All right, so I'm going to have to take out that bot first. All right, so I'm running towards that bot. That bot is right in my way. So I'm going to take out my my large crossbow, and I'm gonna aim to hit it with it.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so I rolled a 9.
Mm-hmm.
All right, does that hit?
No.
All right, so that didn't go well.
No, you swing wide, perhaps also a little over-eager, and at that point, this thing sort of swivels and faces you.
Hello.
And you actually don't hear this thing speak. You almost hear the building speak.
Oh, no.
And you hear the words, aggression detected.
Oh, fuck.
He's right.
Yeah. So.
Stupid building.
With a 19, this flux charger rams itself into your body. And you are immediately beset by both the bludgeoning and the burning feeling of being hit by lightning.
Ah, my body and my soul.
Maya.
Uh-huh.
The system, it's inside me.
So you are going to take 10 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, man.
As you are whacked.
Ouch.
And then you are going to take 4 fire damage as you are electrocuted.
All right, sick.
Grub.
Yes.
It is your turn.
Oh, no. Well, I obviously rushed to Maya's side.
Right.
Because I care about her.
Right.
But then I realized very quickly that I gotta stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to hit the bot.
You would like to hit the bot.
I would like to hit the bot.
What would you like to hit the bot with?
I want
to
hit the bot with my poopy short bow.
Okay, poopy short bow. You are close range now.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Just confirming. So you go ahead and pull your short bow and aim to hit. Go ahead and roll.
Oh, baby, 22.
Nice. That's going to fucking hit. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Oh, one.
Plus three.
Okay, four.
So your arrow hits its core, and then you notice that the arrow just immediately bursts into flame. You don't know if it did damage. You don't know, like, how particularly effective that was, but you hit it, and the lightning sort of flickered for a second, so that maybe feels good. Grubs doing their best. Alice.
All right, so I'm eyes on what's going on. I go, and I acid splash it.
Okay, so you run up as well and you acid splash it, so go ahead and tell me what that does.
I hurled a bubble of acid at this bot.
Mm-hmm.
And the bot's gotta succeed on a dexterity saving throw.
It rolled a 2, so it did not.
Okay, so 1d6 acid damage. That's a 6.
Nice. Yeah, you actually notice that the armor sort of turns a different metallic cover as there seems to be a chemical reaction with the acid and the metal itself that this thing is crafted out of. And you actually notice that a part of it is eroding away at part of it. It looks like that's done quite a bit of damage.
Heyo. All right.
So, cool. Maya.
All right, so that bot is still pretty much in my way, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and do cure wounds.
Inflict wounds. I don't think you want to cure the wounds.
Oh, my God,
sorry.
I pressed
beast.
The wrong one. Fuck me. Okay. Start over. So, we're going to go ahead and inflict wounds.
Okay.
I'm going to inflict wounds upon this bot.
Hell yeah.
I'm gonna cast that spell of inflict wounds. And basically what that means is I'm going to make a melee spell attack against this creature. And it's going to take 3d10 necrotic damage.
Jesus Christ, roll it.
So, oh, wait, d10. That's a d20. Okay. This d10?
You're holding it in front of your microphone.
Oh, there's an 11.
That's a dead giveaway.
So
d12. Hey, yo. That's a D10.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, here we go. All right, three.
Roll it 3 times.
4.
Okay, 7.
3. Damn it.
10, though.
10 damage. All right, you take 10 damage, bot.
All right, yeah, as bot. You inflict wounds and its lightning flickers, its eyes still this burning, burning red. And Grub.
Yeah, it's me.
Does a 17 hit your AC?
Their armor class is 15.
Yeah, so that's going to hit. So this bot extends its arm cannon, and lightning just shoots forth from it and just shocks the ever-loving Christ out of you.
Oh, no. Grub.
You are going to take 10 damage as you are electrocuted. And then I need who's nearest to Grub? Alice is nearest to Grub. Grub. Sorry, Alice, please roll a dexterity saving throw.
14.
14. I needed a 15. So
oh, no.
You are going to take 7. 12.
Ouchie, boy.
Lightning damage as the lightning jumps from Grub's body to yours. And an arc lightning attack.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh! I'm seeing both of my romantic loves being zapped with lightning. It's like, oh,
it's like, whoa,
it's like, whoa.
Alrighty.
Who do I want to save first? I don't know.
Grub. It's time for you to.
Sorry. Spooky. All right. Now this bot's gonna die. I'm going to kill the shit out of this bot. I am going to... can I use my horns?
Oh, please.
I'm just going to headbutt this little bot and throw it into the air with my horns against the ceiling so that it just shatters, the stupid bot.
All right, you can absolutely try to do that. And go ahead and roll an attack.
16.
Okay, that is actually going to hit. So go ahead, and I'm going to make sure that we do this right. So, you can do this and... Oh, yeah. So you can do this and your regular attack. So, technically it wants you to do your regular attack first, but because this is Dungeons Dice and everything nice, we're going to do it the other way around. So you hit this creature with your horns, and you do. You can push it up to 10 feet away from you. It's... Yeah, you can push it 10 feet away from you.
Up.
You push
up.
It. Okay, so actually that means it can fly.
Okay.
So it doesn't fall. It just kind of lands, but it lands away from the door. So maybe you've opened an opportunity for Maya to get to the flag.
Amazing.
I love you.
Now you can make your regular attack roll.
Later.
You can make your regular attack roll.
On the bot.
Now you can attack someone else if you'd like, but...
Please don't.
Just bot. 12.
17.
So 17. That's going to hit. So yeah. You can roll your damage.
4.
4. So another 4 damage dealt as you stab this thing. You weren't electrocuted. So that's kind of nice. So you stab it. The electricity flickers again, but that's the only sort of indicator you get for any, like, you know, feeling that you might be hurting it. I will clarify. So if you want to throw it with your horns, you can do that. But you can also just regularly attack with your horns. As your melee weapons, so just keep that in mind. You can regularly attack with your horns, and that's just going to be, you roll regularly, you add your strength to the roll to see if you hit, and then you'll get to roll 1d6 plus your strength modifier for your damage if you hit them with your horns. So just know that as a perk of being a mentor.
Okay, so, and that you can do before your action?
No, that is one action.
Ah.
Okay, so, Alice.
I point my finger at the bot. And I cast message.
Okay.
And I say, self-destruct.
Okay. What languages do you speak?
Bot.
What language do you send it in?
Okay, I send it in, what's Draconic?
Roll an intelligence check.
Wow. Oh, I will gladly roll an intelligence check. Woo, that's... I critically exploded, plus I add 3, so that's a 23.
So there's actually something that you know, and that is that the Izzet League primarily communicates in Draconic. So if you were going to tell it to self-destruct...
I send it in Draconic.
So you send a message to it, telling it to self-destruct, and its eyes flicker yellow, and then it just sort of, like, goes a little limp for a second. Maya, it's your turn.
All right, so I'm going. That bot is on its last, like.
You can't really tell because bots don't really show like pain or emotion.
All right, I'm gonna hit.
Here's the thing. It's like over here. So you have a pretty clear pathway to climbing toward the flag if that's what your current goal is.
Well, we gotta get rid of that bot first.
It's what your priorities
are. All right, I'm gonna get rid of that bot. So I'm gonna use my crossbow once more. I'm going to roll to attack with my crossbow. Okay, fuck. 6. Does a 6 hit?
No, it doesn't.
Great.
No.
Just wasting my freaking turn.
No, it doesn't. Sorry. The bot, its eyes are, like, yellow. The core of the core starts, like, spinning, and it takes a second. And then its eyes flash back to red. And then...
Great.
It goes, not the bot, but the building itself goes, access restricted.
What?
Oh. And it starts flying at you specifically, Alice, and it just slams right into you.
The bot or the building?
The building itself. Does a 14, does a 19 hit?
Yeah.
Great. you are going to take, and you are going to take both bludgeoning and fire damage as the lightning sort of strikes through you. So you are going to take 4 fire damage and 6 bludgeoning damage as you are slammed into. And yeah, go ahead and roll me a dexterity saving throw.
I failed.
Oh, cool. You're knocked on your ass.
Ow!
You have fallen to the ground.
Oh.
And with that, Grub.
I'd like to cover the bot's eyes with poop to distract it so that it cannot hurt us anymore.
Okay, good.
Just to distract him for a while.
So you're throwing it?
No, I'm saying, come here, little boy. And it's coming towards me.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as it gets too close, I like this and cover with really sticky poop.
All right, I'm going to make you roll a unarmed melee attack. So you're going to add your strength to your d20, which you are now about to roll.
24.
Wow, you did it. So you basically...
Grub-a-dub, blub, 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 blub,
so you shove a bunch of Minotaur shit into this thing's face.
Yeah.
And you can't see what happens to its eyes, but its arms kind of start flailing. Okay, Maya, go.
Screw this bot. I don't need this business in my life. I'll be back for you, bot. I'm going to get the flag.
Yeah.
And I run and I jump with my trunk extended in the air in attempts to grab the flag with my trunk.
Oh, it's at least 30 feet in the air. You're going to have to do at least some climbing first.
Okay, I'm going to climb a little bit, but my
trunk is... I don't think your vertical leap is that good, girl.
I'm this, like, big old elephant. Like,
I mean, you are, I will say, like, 7 feet tall, but
so I'm an elephant that has to climb?
Mm-hmm.
With my...
Hey, you do have opposable thumbs, so it's still on the table.
All right, so I'm gonna start climbing.
Okay, you start climbing, and I'm gonna give you advantage.
Great, thank you.
Because of your trunk, that's gonna be what my call is.
All right, good, because I crit failed, and then.
Oh, good.
Oh, and then I exploded.
That's bananas!
Well,
wow.
Okay, so yay! I exploded.
Great. So you are able to climb the first 10 feet on this turn.
Awesome.
You have 20 more feet to go.
Great.
Alice.
I'll look around. No other bots are coming after us, right?
What?
There's no other, like, bots.
There's a bot that I just ditched.
There's just the one right now.
There's just the one? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cast Chaos Bolt at this bot. I'm just made a ranged spell attack on this bot. And on a hit, the target takes 2d8 plus 1d6 damage.
Jeez. Okay.
Ooh! That was an 18.
Oh, that'll hit. Go ahead and roll your damage.
All right. That is a 14 plus 2. That is a 16. 16.
Jeez. Okay.
Fuck this bot.
It says after you roll the damage, choose one of the d8s.
So, yeah.
And then the
Oh, okay. So choose one of your D8s.
Yeah, okay. They're both 7, so 7.
Okay, so that's actually psychic damage
that's going to do
as you just begin to... it's not immune to psychic damage, which I find a little bit surprising. But, you begin to... It can't see, and you are just doing a lot of...
Mind fuckery.
As it's just in its own little version of hell in it right now.
Yeah.
Just a little
bit.
And
I don't feel an ounce of guilt.
So this bot's going to try and spend its turn. It actually starts spinning. And spinning incredibly fast. So fast that the velocity, the poop is beginning to fly off of its side.
Oh my God. My plan is foiled.
In a form of self-preservation. But that is all it can do this turn. So, Grub, it is back to you.
All right. Well, while it's spinning around, can I run up to the... I'm going to run to the Sphinx, and I'm going to...
I will reiterate, it is 20 feet in the
air.
Yeah,
I'm going to run up to where Maya is and push Maya up.
You are...
I'm strong as fuck.
I think she...
I'm grabbed.
She's already 10 feet in the air is the thing.
Okay.
Already having climbed. I don't want to, like, rain on your parade too excessively.
Can I shoot down
Yeah, you're only 6 feet tall.
All right. So. Can I shoot down the flag?
Shooting it down, you'd have to sort of fashion something on the end of your arrow that could catch it that you could pull it down with. Otherwise, you'd just be shooting the flag.
Yeah.
Oh, you just want to shoot the flag?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to get a... I brought a rope with me.
You did?
And so I can tie it onto the end of my bow.
Okay.
Or my arrow.
Good.
Not going to make that mistake again.
Right.
And shoot it up and try to pull it down.
Okay. So go ahead and roll an attack.
18.
Okay. So you actually do hit the flag. Were you aiming for the cloth of the flag or the wood? Okay.
The cloth.
So do you begin to tug to try and bring it down?
Yes.
All right. That wouldn't be straight up athletics. I think that would honestly be a dexterity throw to see how you could sort of get it to come down without the arrow coming loose. So go ahead and roll me a dexterity check.
12.
Okay. So you begin pulling on it, and the wood of the flagpole is bending towards you guys on top of the Sphinx's head.
Oh, God.
It is Alice's turn.
What am I going to do? You know what? I'm just going to go, ugh. I watch what's happening, and I go, acid splash.
A really casual throwaway of an acid splash. Go ahead and roll.
That, well, I guess I add to that. That's a 4 plus... What's my spell DC?
Hope it's a 12.
That's a 4 plus... Oh, my spell DC is a 13.
No, you want your spell attack bonus,
so
cheater.
That's a 5. So that's a 9.
Yeah, that's not going to do much.
It's too casual.
There's acid in the water fountain now. There's acid in the fountain that's outside.
Don't drink the water!
No, we want everyone to drink the water. Burn the system.
It'll burn.
Well, not us.
All right, so with that sad failure, Maya...
I'm climbing.
All right, roll dexterity with advantage.
I exploded.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess instead you climb the 20 feet. It's an incredible feat.
Hell yeah.
You are a true rebel, and you head up to that flag.
And I say, screw you, New Prop. Screw you, Ravnica, and screw you, bots. And I take the flag.
And you pull the flag from its sheath.
Hell
and
yeah.
You have a victorious moment on top of the entrance of New Prov.
And I go, woo, 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 woo. And I go, woo, 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 woo.
Yeah.
All righty. And with that, the bot has gained sight again. You can now see its red eyes staring at you guys once more, and its arm cannons come out.
Oh,
and whew. Alrighty, that is a 19, so that'll be something like a 25 to hit you, Alice. Which means that you are taking
ouchie. Hopefully not too ouchie, because I'm low on points.
Okay, well you take 15 points of damage.
Oh,
and Grub, I'm going to need you to roll a dexterity saving throw and beat a 15.
8.
I thought you were about to say, like, triumphantly 18.
But you were nope.
Great. Well, you take 8 points of lightning damage as you are struck as well.
That's nothing.
So you notice that this that firing off the shot has actually, like, caused it trouble. It was hard to notice before, but now that it's the second time that it's happened, you can actually sort of see that firing off that lightning seems to take some lightning from it. And it's looking like the lightning looks less populated, right? Like, it seems drained in battery almost as it begins to look more like a worn piece of tech. And it is my lovely friend Grub's turn.
yeah, baby, it's Grub. And Grub wants to attack it. I want to attack it with my horns.
Oh, so we're going to horn attack.
Yeah, I want to do a horn attack.
Go ahead and roll and add your strength to it to see if you hit.
13.
Okay, so you start 12. Charging at it with your horns. And much like the call, what is that sport called? What is that?
Bullfighting.
So you try to charge it with your horns, and it literally just, like, hovers 2 feet to the left, and you just totally fucking miss it.
Son of a gun.
It's unfortunate. Alice, your turn.
I'm just going to do another Chaos Bolt.
Okay.
That's a 21.
That's going to go ahead and hit. Roll your damage.
Yeah, that hits. Yeah, that hits. That would be a 9 plus 7 is 16. And we're going to do that as psychic damage because I rolled a 7 and I know it has no resistance to that.
Yes, it has absolutely no resistance to it. And very suddenly, all at once, it goes from being this terrifying creature of metal and lightning to just being metal.
Ha ha!
Yeah!
That was so easy!
As the metal clatters to the ground.
Yeah!
In a lifeless heap.
Bye, bitch. Yeah, bye, bitch.
And you guys have this victorious moment. You've defeated the bot.
We defeated the bot! We defeated the bot! We will be proven!
Yeah, take
we
that, sister!
Yeah!
We're gonna be
screw
master!
You, Ravnica!
Yeah!
And long live Gruul!
Long live Gruul!
Long live Gruul!
Gruul!
So are you coming down? Are you climbing down?
Yeah, I'm climbing down.
Can I yell something to Maya?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Maya!
Yes?
I'll catch the flag if you throw it.
Well, sure.
Does that make things easier?
Yeah. I mean, I am climbing down, so
all right.
I'll throw the flag.
You toss the flag down. Alice catches it. And as you're climbing down, everybody roll a perception check.
Okay. I exploded again.
I exploded, too.
7.
Oh, Grub.
Grub's in their own world.
As you're climbing down, actually, Maya, you can actually feel the vibration in the walls.
Oh, no.
As, and you can't see it, but you can feel the vibrations. But you actually do see on either side of the door to New Prov these hidden doors in the wall guarding it slide open.
Oh, God.
And you see 1, 2... 3, 4, 5, 6,
okay.
7,
come on now.
8
flux
chargers leave their charging stations and emerge from their resting pods.
Wait, but I don't see this, right?
All right, everybody roll a perception check to see if you can figure out the best place to get away.
3!
Ooh. Oh, Grub. I got an unnatural 20.
I got a 16.
All right. So you guys could try and make just a straight run for it, but you get a feeling that might be a bad idea considering that they sort of will know this place better than you. But you do notice a manhole cover off to the side of the building. So you could try to just make a run for it on foot.
Everyone, get to the manhole. Get to the manhole.
Or you can try to.
Yes. I see a manhole. Let's go.
Manhole, 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 manhole.
I'm going.
So you guys run over. Roll strength check. Whoever wants to try. And who's trying to pull a manhole off? Tell me before you roll.
I will. I just rolled a 17.
All right. So, Maya, you throw this manhole cover off.
Yeah.
And is anyone trying to pick up the core on their way?
I am. Core.
Okay.
So I got left back a little bit because I forgot my glasses.
All right. So you pick up the core and you put it in your bag, Grub.
Oh, okay.
And you notice these 8, 4 on either side, flux chargers, turn in your direction and lift one of their cannon arms up. All of them, each. Hold one cannon arm up. So I'm going to need everyone to make a dexterity saving throw to get down in the manhole in time.
Jesus.
17 plus 6 is 23.
Ooh, I got an unnatural 20. We're doing it.
You guys barely pulled. And I want you to know that was... I'll actually pull it up because this is a hint. If they get, not a hint, this is a preview. If flux chargers I edited them down a little bit for the level of our battle, but if the flux chargers are together, they actually amplify their lightning.
Oh my God.
So whenever a spell that deals lightning damage includes one or more flux chargers in its area, the spell actually deals an extra 2d8 lightning damage.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
No, thank you.
So that would have been pretty unfortunate for someone who only had, what, 9 health left?
No.
Oh wait, actually, hold on guys. I'm not doing so well because I have 3 health points.
So you guys crawl down. You guys crawl down the ladder, and you're trying not to fall as you crawl down the ladder as quickly as you can. So you guys crawl down.
I'm so tired.
I notice my lover is weak, I say to myself.
Great. Good call.
Excuse me, Alice?
Yeah?
I'm going to cast Prayer of Healing on you.
Great. Oh,
thank God.
So what that means is, up to 6 creatures of my choice that are within range, they each regain hit points equal to 2d8. Plus your spellcasting ability modifier.
So that actually can help be all of you. You can all take 2d8 plus your spellcasting modifier. All
right, so I'm going to roll 2d8. So 2 and 8, so 10. And then spellcasting modifier, where is that?
It's on your spell sheet.
Is it? It's not attack bonus.
No, it's not.
It's not DC.
Oh, so everyone gets...
should be something like 16.
Everyone's going to be 16, yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone adds 16 on their hit points.
Woohoo!
I'm so strong.
Thank you. Oh, Maya, what would I do without you?
Yeah, what would I do without you?
You'd be single.
What? What was what? That?
Under my voice. Nothing.
All right, I need Grub and Alice to both roll perception checks to see if they could hear.
No.
Eight.
I got a 4.
8.
I don't hear shit.
Luckily, no one overhears
Fuck
that
you.
That Woo. Slip of the mouth.
Players keep on playing, man.
Right. So you guys get down and start breathing for a second, and Maya, you just barely get time to heal everybody up a little bit, and then you start feeling like a static charge to the air.
Oh, God. No, they're coming.
And you look around and you notice that you're actually in the transit tunnels of Ravnica, as there is a small sort of transportation train that sort of moves around people around the city. You've never ridden. You don't know if it's a train, if it's a car. All you know is that it is unnaturally powered. You have want nothing to do with it. So you guys have actually never seen these tunnels. You feel a presence sort of start to descend from the manhole cover you guys just went through as 3 of the flux chargers pour down the manhole.
Well, all howdy doody, hello.
So I think you guys need
guys,
to...
Guys, run. We gotta run!
Okay, everyone, we run!
Okay, so you guys are running. Everybody roll dexterity saving throws.
I failed.
15!
18!
Crit failed.
Okay. So,
what the fuck?
Grub.
No.
Alice, you're running. You hear a what?
What? Sounds like my lover.
It sounds like my lover.
Okay, everyone shut up.
We can talk about this later.
So you've fallen flat on your face. You're struggling to get back up. These two are running. And as you both go, that sounds like my lover.
What?
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
I shake it off, and I just run to Maya.
So you go back. You decide to go back for Maya.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to need you to roll a dexterity check. See how fast you can get back and pull her back up before the flux chargers get to you guys.
Okay. That would be 10.
Okay.
Can I go back and save both of them?
You can roll.
Grub, to the rescue.
Holy
20,
shit.
20, okay. I got you.
Nice, Grub.
All right. Out
I
of
got
the,
my boys.
Out of the surprising kindness of their hearts, both Grub and Alice turn around and pick you back up after a shocking discovery, and they keep you pulling along with the flux chargers not far behind you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, don't be so grateful yet.
What?
Yeah, we got something to talk about when we get back to the house.
What could it possibly be?
So you guys are running. You guys are running while this conversation is happening. And you notice that the flux chargers, their sort of natural energy is conflicting with the energy of this tunnel. And so the lights are flickering on and off. The tracks themselves seem to be moving back and forth in a really unnatural way. And it looks like that these two types of energy are not really confluencing well. And that starts to maybe worry you, especially since none of you know too much about this. It's just like, and you guys are running. I need one more dexterity check from everybody to see how fast they're going.
6.
23.
Okay. 9. What the fuck's going on with Grub?
All right, Grub. Grub, you're...
Speedy boy!
You're pulling him. You're literally like, have both of their arms in either one of your hands, and you're just, like, pulling them along as you're running. And, I need everyone to roll a perception check.
Everybody.
10.
Grub. 11. 11. 11. 11.
8.
Oh, good. So you guys are running, and you're running. And it is an unusual place to you, this tunnel. So that may be why you guys at an alarmingly slow rate sort of pick up that there is a light at the end of this tunnel.
Yes.
Two lights at the end of this tunnel.
Are saving lights?
Accompanied by a rumbling.
No.
As these lights get bigger.
That's not good.
And
Train!
So go ahead and roll one more perception check to see if you can figure a way out of this hole.
2!
7!
14!
All right.
Sorry,
I'm glad to know that if they left you behind, they would have been run over. You see another ladder.
There's a ladder over there!
Oh, thank God.
Another dexterity check to see if you guys can get up the ladder before the train hits.
Oh, yes. 10. Yes, yes. 19.
10.
Woohoo!
Uh-oh. Oh.
Thanks for seeing the ladder. Bye, bitch.
So, obviously, Maya's heading up the ladder last, but I need to know who climbed up first. Who's in the middle?
I got a 19.
Me too.
Okay.
Do you want to roll again?
Do you want rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh
you
do
don't
right.
shoot
Sorry.
It.
Sorry.
Well, I'm about to die, so just hurry up. Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Paper.
Okay, paper.
Rock, paper,
twins.
Scissors, shoot.
You
got both
rock,
that rock.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay,
what
rock,
the
rock,
paper, scissors,
shoot.
Okay,
rock.
I'm first.
Okay. So, Alice, you begin climbing up after your twin, Grub, and you notice that down below you, there is a struggling Maya below you.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited to finally be proven.
You're going to have to make the call. Do you help her and perhaps risk harming yourself in the process? Or do you keep climbing and turn a blind eye in the name of self-preservation?
I look at Maya.
Hi.
You scum.
What?
No one will ever embarrass me like that again.
What?
Have fun in hell!
What?
And I climb up.
Whoa.
And you know, it's not a matter of, like, not even being able to, like, climb fast enough. There was just no room for you to climb because these two giant minotaurs were sort of, like, taking up the whole fucking ladder.
I'm a giant elephant.
And you're a giant elephant, so there's not really, like, room for you on the ladder. It's not, like, the
you
matter of speed.
Make room, I'm sorry.
It was literally
big,
just, like, who could get to the ladder
I got
first.
Big, trunky
and
legs.
You got to the ladder last.
Well, it's not my fault I got let me scooch over. Scooch over.
But they did not scooch.
Scooch, scooch, scooch.
You're a liar.
I am a lover.
And with that, the train plummets through the tunnel.
The only thing that's left is my trunk holding on.
And the only thing that's left is Maya's trunk holding on to the ladder as Grub and Alice look
what
back
the
down
fuck?
From the manhole they just climbed up. And you actually see a few lightning sparks and think that perhaps the flux chargers may have gone with the train as well.
Good riddance.
Okay.
Bots and cheaters.
Unfortunately.
Fuck them.
Hey, Grub. I'm never going to let a person get between us again.
Yeah, same. Especially someone so
hot.
Hot.
Delicious. Yeah,
just so fucking hot.
Fuck this. I'm out of here.
I quit.
I've never died before in a game, and it feels weird.
So you guys have climbed up this ladder and left a friend behind. A friend. And you, who knows what you were to them when you passed away? Were you still a girlfriend? Were you an ex-girlfriend?
We haven't broken up.
Yeah.
Now we never will.
Yeah, you guys are just
together.
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend forever.
So you guys ascend the ladder and you pop up atop the promenade, which is a tall cobbled highway which zooms through all 10 of Ravnica's precincts. And even through your post someone just dying haze, you can remember that this road is a notoriously neutral zone.
Mm-hmm.
That's deep law. That's just a matter of respect. This is where the processional holidays are. This is where this is where the funeral walks are if someone of noted importance dies.
Like me.
Like you.
Nah, you're splattered in the tunnel, bitch.
And so you're hoping that the fighting doesn't follow you. And you guys pop up on top of the promenade, look around, and the promenade is empty, barring one man in a black turtleneck and jeans.
Steve Jobs.
He goes, "You ruined my beta test."
Huh? What?
"You destroyed one of my beta tests."
Well, looks like your bots weren't up for the test.
Nice.
Thanks, Grub.
"I will see that you pay for this infraction."
How much?
Go, Grub. Shh.
"I want the core back."
No.
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 "That was my prototype. I will have it back."
Why didn't you guard
it's ours
it? Yeah,
now.
You should have guarded it better.
You gotta watch your stuff, man. Person.
Yeah, we're a bunch of shithead kids. How'd you let that slip through? No offense, but you're bad at your job.
Grub.
Sorry.
He goes, "I know this is a place of peace, but I cannot let you pass if I do not have that core."
What does this person look like?
It's a
man in a turtleneck.
A tall man. Turtleneck. In a turtleneck.
This is the least terrifying thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, all right. I go. I cast Charm Person.
Okay.
All right. And I go, "Listen, baby. You're just going
to
let
it." You need to cast Charm Person first and see if it works. I need to roll a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
Don't get smarmy on me before you can smarm. All right. I got a 17. I've beaten it. Your Charm Person fails.
Do I still have to put a slot?
Yes. He says, "Your paltry magic will not solve this for you."
I want to use the rapier.
You just charge?
Yeah, fuck this guy. I want to go home.
Okay, so you charge at this guy.
Yep.
You charge at this guy, and you go to slice your rapier. Go ahead and roll an attack.
18.
All right, so you slice through him.
Yes.
And his visage evaporates.
What?
Nice.
And appears again behind you.
What?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He says, "I will not resort to your barbaric ways. If it is barbarians you wish to take conflict with, I will indulge you." And you feel this rumbling as these things start crawling up the sides of the promenades. And this is a terrifying molten beast. One from either side climbs up the edge, to face you guys as if summoned. And it's of black obsidian, and you can feel the heat radiating. And you notice that the promenade is actually, like, tearing apart underneath their weight. Like, it's starting to crumble. This is a delicate infrastructure. And they start climbing up, and it feels really dire. But before things get too dire, before you ready your swords, you guys hear a massive crash. And everyone's heads turn. And you notice, New Prov, this huge armored worm has burrowed up from where the fountain was and plowed straight into one of the three tallest towers. Roll an intelligence check.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
It's my ghost.
19.
3?
19.
All right. Alice, these worms are not anyone's allies, but the Gruul clans.
My worms!
And
our worms!
These hulking beasts on either side realize the distraction, as well as the man in the turtleneck. And the man in the turtleneck disappears. And the giant beasts disappear into the walls.
Whoa.
And as you are left standing on the promenade, you realize that maybe you were not the raid. Hmm. Perhaps you had been dared to be the distraction.
What?
Whoa.
Oh my God.
We let someone die.
But you will have to head back to find out. Two recently single twins.
Grobalus.
Begin their long trek home with a very important core in their pocket and a flag of victory at their side. And thank you for tuning into this special edition episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. If you're new, hello and welcome. We were so happy to have you join us on this adventure. And if you are a returning player, it is nice to see you once again. Now, if it's your first time experiencing us, we would love to have you join our party. And you can do that by coming out and following us on Twitter at Dungeons Dice. Tumblr, dungeons-dice.tumblr.com, Facebook, facebook.com/dungeonsdice, or if you just want a regular website, you can go to dungeonsdice.com. And if you would like to pledge yourself to the party, you can always head over to patreon.com/dungeonsdice to pass us a little gold. And if you're looking for a good place to start our podcast, you can always start at episode 0, the prologue, or you can go ahead and listen to our season 0 recap and then pick up on season 1. If you want to listen to more Wizards of the Coast stuff, you can always listen to our Mordekainen's Tome of Foes episode where I sent my players straight to hell. Now, as always, I have been KM, your DM, that is Katie May, and you are listening to Maddie Merritt, Sid Fultz, and Carly Strait playing some amazing characters that we will never see again. As always, Cameron Bopp does our amazing music. You can find him on Twitter at CamBopp. And that is all I have for you, amazing heroes. I hope to see you again. You know where to find us. I love you so dearly. I will see you next time, where our adventure will continue.